16.1. Read, listen and watch.
The Sleepwalker.
On my last visit to Arizona, I spent a few days at George's home, a friend of mine from school. He lives on a ranch in the desert of southern Arizona near Tombstone. The main house at the ranch is said to be haunted, but I have never believed in ghosts. On my first night there, I heard footsteps outside of the room. They echoed down the corridor, but I noticed no lights were on. I was very tired after my trip, and immediately I went back to sleep. The next morning, however, I could not find my shoes, which I had left under the bed. For a moment, I sat on the bed, wondering whether I had left them somewhere else. I looked in the closet and under the nightstand, but I could not find them anywhere. At breakfast, I asked my host about the shoes.
Ned, did you sleep okay?
Yeah, sure. Do you know if the maid took my shoes away to be polished?
Why? Can't you find your shoes, Ned?
Well, no. I'm sure that I left them under my bed last night, but they weren't there this morning. After breakfast, we went back to my bedroom together. The maid was there. She was making the bed and cleaning the room.
Did you find these gentlemen's shoes when you cleaned the room?
No, sir. I didn't see any shoes.
Did you clean well under the bed?
Yes, sir. But I'll look again if you want.
The maid looked under the bed again, but there was nothing there. Once again, we looked in the closet and under the nightstand. George suggested that we look in my suitcase, but it was empty. I do remember hearing footsteps outside my door during the night. Do you think they had anything to do with it?
It wasn't a ghost. It was someone walking. Well, let's forget about it now and enjoy our weekend together.
However, I could not forget the shoes. I did not care much about them, but I was puzzled by the incident. I looked suspiciously at people's feet, but I did not see anyone wearing a pair of shoes like mine. That evening, before I went to bed, I took off my shoes and carefully placed them under the bed. Then, I wrote on a piece of paper, "My shoes are under the bed." That night, I slept soundly. I was tired after a long day in the open air. I did not hear any strange noises during the night. When I woke up the next morning, I immediately looked under the bed for my shoes. They weren't there. They had disappeared. I looked at the piece of paper, and it said clearly, "My shoes are under the bed." I thought that I must be going crazy. Who would want to steal my shoes? Someone must be playing a joke on me. Could it be George? But why would he do it? That morning, I went down to have breakfast wearing my slippers. I asked my host again about the shoes. "George, look at my feet. I've lost my second pair of shoes."
"What? But that's impossible. Ned, it's ridiculous. My shoes have never disappeared. Where do you leave them?"
"I left them under the bed as usual."
"Listen, I told you this house is haunted. It must be the ghost."
"Nonsense. Someone's playing a joke on me."
"I can't believe that. Anyway, let me drive you into town and buy you another pair. You need some real cowboy boots. Anyway, you can't spend the whole day in your slippers."
We went to town and George bought me a pair of beautiful Tony Lama's boots. That night, George came to sleep on a spare bed in my room. He said that he would stay awake to see if anyone tried to take my new boots. After a while, I fell asleep. The next morning, when I woke up, I saw my two pairs of shoes neatly lined up under my bed. Beside them were my boots. Where were they?
Out in the barn. Ned, old buddy, you walk in your sleep.